Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Grenfell Strategic Royalties' 2018 first quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussions may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Grenfell's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's annual information circular dated April 27th, 2018, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on May 4th, 2018. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ross McLardy, Chief Investment Officer and Acting Chief Executive Officer of Grenfell Strategic Royalties.
Good morning. This is Ross McLardy. Thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined today by Dominic Rowell, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday afternoon, we released our 2018 first quarter financial results, which can be found on our website at grenfellsrc.com. It was a strong quarter. We've made three new investments since the start of the year. The performance of the portfolio has improved. Revenue was $1.8 million. Royalty and interest income were $1 million. Adjusted EBITDA was $115,000. Free cash flow for the quarter was negative $133,000, primarily due to one-time professional and transaction fees. Those transaction fees were related to the reverse merger of Logic with Logic Asset Management, which was announced in March. Our portfolio has generated free cash flow in six out of the past eight quarters, all the while maintaining optionality on 2x buyouts of existing royalty contracts in the future. We believe that we offer a strong value proposition to North American small and medium-sized enterprises that are seeking growth capital, and that the universe of those SMEs is large. The combination with Logic provides us with a significant step up in financial scale to pursue these opportunities while still maintaining a disciplined cost base. Logic provides approximately $3 million in run rate revenue and $2 million in incremental EBITDA, which strengthen our cash flows, improve our bottom line, and improve the coverage ratio on our debt. The combined platform will be led by Grenfell Management, with Grenfell shareholders owning approximately two-thirds of the combined entity and Logic shareholders one-third. It provides a solid financial platform from which to expand our value-creating business focused on providing an alternative source of capital to high-growth, small and medium-sized enterprises across North America. I would remind all shareholders that the special meetings for each company to approve the combination are scheduled for May 31st. Please ensure to vote your shares in advance. If you have any questions, contact our transfer agent, Computershare. In terms of the portfolio, we announced another contract buyout during Q1, our seventh since inception. In February, we agreed to a buyout contract for our position in Fixt. The $250,000 buyout brought our total return to $277,000, including royalty on cash return, all within 10 months. The Fixt outcome is another example of how valuable our royalty-based model is for our portfolio companies and our shareholders. In the case of Fixt, our royalty investment enabled the company to grow without diluting the value of the business or the shareholders' ownership, and to secure long-term capital from a new investor, which enabled Fixt to buy out our contract. In March, Clear Blue Technologies announced a go-public transaction on the TSXV, as did Boardwalktech in April. Both listings are targeted for Q2. In addition to these developments, we've made three new investments in 2018, deploying $2.9 million of our own capital, together with another $500,000 contributed from our joint venture partner, Darwin. These three investments, Stability Healthcare, Dianamed Holding, and Solar Brokers, are representative of the kinds of companies that we are targeting with our investment strategy. Each company has a strong customer value proposition, is capital efficient, and is led by a proven management team with a significant ownership stake. They are companies of scale and growth, cumulatively representing more than $69 million in run rate revenue. High growth, strong management, capital efficiency, and revenues of scale, these are defining characteristics of these investments and the attributes that we are seeking in new opportunities. Our pipeline of new opportunities is strong. We reviewed more than 225 deals in the quarter, which is an increase from Q4 2017. We have approximately $5.1 million of capital available as of May 3rd for new investments. Since inception, we have deployed approximately $72 million in capital across 43 companies, and those investments have generated $45 million in cash returns. Today's portfolio of royalty contracts offers shareholders the benefit of a diversified stream of revenues and optionality on future contract buyouts, which in most cases are at least two times investment costs. As we continue to deploy capital, we will look for opportunities for royalty as well as royalty plus equity investments, where we can capture equity upside alongside of our standard royalty returns. We will remain vigilant as we select the best opportunities for our next round of investments, as we pursue opportunities for consistent, sustainable royalties, as well as an ever-present eye toward contract buyout candidates. With that, I'll turn it over to Donica to review the financial results.
Thank you, Rob. Royalty payment and interest income was $1 million in Q1 2018 compared to $1.3 million in the same period in 2017. The change was primarily due to $269,000 of income recognized from the Aquam investment in Q1 2017 that was subsequently bought out in April 2017, and as such, there was no income from that investment in Q1 2018. Revenues were $1.8 million in Q1 2018 compared to negative $3.4 million in the same period in 2017. In February, Fixed bought out their investment and $125,000 gain was realized. Revenues were positively impacted by net cash items of $633,000. This non-cash amount relates to $410,000 in unrealized gain from the change in fair value of royalty agreements, acquired and promissory notes receivable, and $412,000 for an unrealized foreign exchange gain. These impacts were partially offset by a $182,000 unrealized loss in the change in the fair value of the shares held in Lattice. Total operating expenses were relatively unchanged at $1.2 million in Q1 2018 compared to the same period in 2017. The composition of these expenses in Q1 2018 included a $313,000 restructuring cost related to the termination of the employment agreement of a managing director of the company, and $137,000 of professional fees incurred from the transaction to acquire Logic. Salaries, benefits, and other staffing costs were $344,000 for Q1 2018 compared to $360,000 the same period in 2017. Salary costs were $73,000 lower in Q1 2018 than the same period last year due to the two and fewer employees through though a $60,000 recruitment expense offset part of this saving. Based on the management change announced in April, we expect to recognize a restructuring cost of $344,000 in relation to Steve Parry's move to an advisory role with the company. Net of the restructuring cost, we estimate operating expenses to run between $2.4 million and $3 million on an annual basis in 2018. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $116,000 in Q1 2018 compared to $157,000 in the same period in 2017. Adjusted EBITDA has remained at a similar level to 2017, even though our core revenue item, royalty payment income, fell by $295,000. This demonstrates the ability of the company to sustain performance when revenues fall. Free cash flow was negative $133,000 in Q1 2018 compared to a positive free cash flow of $52,000 in the same period in 2017. The change was due to $103,000 of year-end related audit and professional fees paid and the expenses paid for the professional fees relating to the transaction to acquire Logic. Management believes that the existing portfolio is at a scale that is sufficient to provide ongoing positive free cash flow based on the operating overheads of the business today. The transaction with Logic, once approved, will strengthen our cash flows net of the one-time transaction fees. As of May 3rd, 2018, we believe royalty payment income and interest income for the month of April will be approximately $375,000. As of March 31, 2018, the loans and royalty agreements acquired were $21.6 million, an increase from $21.1 million at the end of 2017. Working capital was $7.2 million, and our cash position was $6.9 million. As of May 3rd, 2018, our cash position was $5.1 million. I will now turn it back over to Rob for his closing thoughts.
Thank you, Donica. We believe the transaction with Logic provides us with increased scale and a stronger financial platform from which to generate returns for shareholders. It improves our position to take advantage of our unique value proposition and the robust pipeline of opportunities that exists in the North American SME space. These opportunities are reflected in the three new investments that we made this year: high growth companies with strong management teams that have revenue of scale. The performance of the portfolio has improved with positive revenue this quarter in EBITDA and cash flow levels that are sustainable. I appreciate the confidence that the board has shown in my expanded role as Chief Investment Officer, as well as Acting CEO. I believe we are in a much stronger position today than ever before, both with our existing portfolio and the financial scale that will be enabled by the combination with Logic. We are committed to earning your continued trust and support as we execute our growth strategy. I look forward to the opportunity to introduce myself to you in the coming months. At this time, we would now like to take your questions.
If you would like to ask a question today, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one in order to ask a question. We'll pause while we compile the Q&A queue. Once more, that's star one on your telephone keypad in order to ask a question. We have no questions from analysts at this time. I'll turn the call back for closing remarks.
Thank you for joining us today. I look forward to updating you on our progress in the coming months and please remember to vote your shares at the upcoming special meeting on May 31st.
This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect.